Children of the Land, a memoir by Marcelo Hernandez Castillo, the prize-winning poet, opens with a knock on the door his family had feared but had long expected. ICE agents in Northern California looking for his father, who was already gone. Marcelo Hernandez Castillo would go on to be the first undocumented student to graduate from the Helen Zell Writers Program at the University of Michigan. He joins us now from Capital Public Radio in Sacramento. Thank you so much for being with us.
Hi, Scott. Thank you for having me.
Can you please take us back to that Sunday afternoon, 2006? You were a senior in high school.
Yeah.
As they left, the ICE agents offered what maybe under other circumstances might sound like an innocuous phrase, but when you read it in your memoir, it's chilling.
Yeah. The phrase is, we'll be in touch. And that left the door open for a lot of uncertainty, because part of the argument of the book is that the border wall doesn't just exist, you know, down on the southern border. It exists in the interiority of people who have crossed. It's almost like a surveillance state. You never know who is watching. You never know when they're watching. And so your body just feels always tight.
You crossed the border with your family when you were five. And I don't even know the correct term to use. You went blind.
Yeah. And I always wanted to write about it because I didn't know what was happening. I was so confused. I mean, I was little. And I distinctly remember fumbling through like a patio, feeling the grout between the bricks and trying to find my way.
There's something almost metaphorical, isn't there, in the little 5-year-old boy who crosses the border in great anxiety and then can't see?
Yeah, I mean, there is. And it also talks to what I mentioned in the book about this idea of visibility. At what point did I begin my erasure, whether through my own mechanisms to survive or through others? At what point did visibility and hypervisibility become such a big factor in my life? And at what point did I not see the world around me?
And what would you say to people who say they feel for what might drive people to risk everything to cross the border, but after all, it's the law?
I don't think they understand just how interconnected geopolitical forces are. The border is fluid. If you talk to anybody who is from a border town, they'll tell you about this kind of fluidity. Mm-hmm. And to many other people, it doesn't seem like that. It seems more rigid.
I have to ask you, Mr. Castillo, about the controversy over the novel American Dirt.
Yeah,
you've spoken about it. It's a novel by Jeanine Cummins. I haven't read it, I will stipulate. It's an immigration story written by a woman who, though she has some, I guess, Puerto Rican ancestry, she is white.
Yeah.
What's your reaction?
I mean, it was the book of the year. You know, Oprah Winfrey picked it as a book club. You know, the problem isn't that a non-Mexican writer wrote about the Mexican immigrant experience. Many writers have done that. They've done it well. And I read the first chapter of the book, and I noticed immediately that it was told in the first person, and it was told in a manner of you are in her head, versus just having it in the third person. And that kind of distance shows that kind of respect that you are honoring, you know, some of these stories while also acknowledging that you are not there, you are witnessing. This is what poetry and literature of witness is. This is why I love poets like Caroline Forché, whose new memoir just dropped as well.
What would you like someone who reads your memoir, or for that matter, here's your voice today, know about what you've learned and felt about people who live without documentation?
Yeah, I mean, we only hear the tip of the iceberg on the news. And it's my hope that with this book, those stories are believed and not just glanced over. Reading these stories, you know, should, and knowing about these experiences, knowing how the world is functioning outside of a lot of people's bubbles, should be the least common denominator.
The poet, Marcelo Hernandez Castillo, his memoir, Children of the Land. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.